Thank you for visiting today and asking me about the Asian Educational Media Service and the programming that we do. My name is Jason Finkelman. My title here at the University of Illinois is Director of Global Arts Performance Initiatives, which is a position that is housed at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, but is a position that works with a partnership of cultural arts institutions and programs here at the University of Illinois, in which the Asian Educational Media Service and the Center for East Asian Pacific Studies is part of. So, one of the programming areas that I enjoy doing is programming a film series for the Asian Educational Media Service called Asia Lens, which is our local presentation of documentary films about contemporary issues in Asia. A little background on the Asian Educational Media Service is we are a library of Asian films, and we exist to help educators find multimedia resources to teach about Asia. And in doing so, we principally work in the community with local educators, but also with educators at the University of Illinois who might be looking for specific topics to help broaden the knowledge of Asia. Part of our mission certainly falls under with the film series, and we show three films a semester. And in the fall of 2014, upcoming this semester, in September, on September 9th, we're showing the film Hafu, The Mixed Race Experience in Japan. And before I speak about each film, I will just mention that on Tuesday, October 14th, we'll be showing Somewhere Between. And on Tuesday, November 11th, we have two short films, Honor and Sacrifice, the Roy Matsumoto story, and the film He Defied the Tide of Time. And the Asia Lens film series is sponsored by both the Asian Educational Media Service and the Spurlock Museum, which hosts all the screenings at 7 o'clock. And our screenings are the second Tuesday of every month. Second Tuesdays of the month. So one of the things that we started doing in the past maybe year and a half or so, maybe 2 years, is that I like to program with sort of a theme for each semester. And so the theme that emerged for this first semester of the academic year is issues of race and identity. And as you just mentioned to me, sort of the space in between. Okay, so Hafu, The Mixed Race Experience in Japan, is a wonderful film that was brought to my attention when it was submitted for the Film Expo for the Association for Asian Studies Conference, which is another project that we run here at Ames. And this film addresses the particular challenges of being of mixed race in Japan. In the United States, I don't think that there certainly are challenges for every minority in the U.S., even though mixed race folks will soon be more than the minority, will be the majority of the population in our country. But in a country like Japan, it has been less common. And So those, but things are rapidly changing in Japan as well.
I hope so.
So there's more opportunity to meet someone of mixed heritage and race. So this is a wonderful film that introduces, I believe, there are five subjects, five young people that we get to meet. And one Hafu that is focused on is an elementary school child, but the other folks are more like college age or a little older. And each of them has, there's a Korean Japanese woman, there's a Ghanaian Japanese man, I think there's a Ecuadorian Japanese man, Korean Japanese woman, and Australian Japanese woman, and the young boy who's Mexican Japanese. Yeah. So their stories kind of intertwine through the film, and through the stories you get to understand some of the particular struggles that they go through. It would be nice if what I like about the film is that it opens the door. It doesn't give a full story. The film would be much too long
It's impossible.
Maybe if you just focused on one person, if you told one person's story. But some of the things that you see is that how these group of Hafu Japanese have come together and formed an organization in which they're able to share their experiences together, share their stories, and be support for one another when they go through challenging times. So that's where some of these folks all have a common ground. I think two of the odder stories that are in the film are the one of the young boy who's in elementary school, and the story of the Australian Japanese woman, because she lives in Australia, and so she is visiting Japan. And so her experience in Japan is a bit different than those who live there full time. The boy who's Mexican and Japanese, he's having so much trouble at school that he wants to go to Mexico to get his education. And so he reveals issues of bullying, issues of, you know, not having his peers treat him equally in Japan. And so he blossoms in Mexico, where he's able to feel freer with his identity. So I think those are some of the key issues. Another, you know, very difficult history is the history of the relations between Korea and Japan. And so the one woman who is half Korean and half Japanese, you get a very, you don't get the full story in this film of the history. But you get the idea that there is a much bigger weight, that there's a much bigger or deeper story behind her identity, and the particular struggles that she has. But I think it's a wonderful film that's going to start our series, and it's an amazing film for those who are half, to kind of understand the struggles that are the same and the struggles that are different with being half Japanese. Somewhere Between is a film by, I should say that Hafu Mixed Race Experience in Japan is by Megumi Nishikura and Laura Perez Takagi.
Takagi.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And the film was made in 2013. Somewhere Between is a film by Linda Goldstein Knowlton. It was made in 2012, and it's a film that talks about the adoption of girls from China. And the film follows four teenagers from different parts of the U.S. And what's interesting about this film is that you really get a sense of the way that these girls negotiate their identity. Two of the girls go to China regularly, or one goes regularly to do service with, she visits orphanages and helps support orphanages in China. One of the other girls goes to China to find her birth parents. So there's two of the girls that are filmed, there's footage in China of their experience. And it's also a film about the struggles and challenges of being adopted and being raised in American families in the United States. And these girls are part of an international group that meet in various places every year. And so there's also part of the film takes place in Europe. And you get to see these girls from these different parts of the United States come together and meet and become friends. And so just like in Hafu, where the Hafu have their own support network, these girls are part of another support network. And so they get to share their stories together and discuss the particular challenges that they confront as adoptee children from China. So again, that film is going to be shown on October 14th here at the Spurlock Museum. And then the last two films, Honor and Sacrifice, the Roy Matsumoto story. We're showing these films on Veterans Day, Tuesday, April 8th. And when I realized it was Veterans Day, I thought it would be nice to show two films that dealt with the period of time during World War II, which of course is a very complicated and difficult time. One of the difficulties in the United States for Japanese Americans during that time was the Japanese American internment, where 110,000 Japanese Americans living on the West Coast were put into prison camps.
Prison camps, yeah.
Yeah, and they commonly called internment camps, but they were essentially prison camps that the Japanese Americans and their immigrant parents, so you were dealing with the Issei and the Nisei, Japanese Americans, and some Sansei, their children, the Nisei children, were interned during the war. One of the things that happened during that period was the U.S. government started asking for volunteers, Japanese-American volunteers, to serve in the armed forces of the United States. And one of the more well-known stories is the story of the 442nd Combat Battalion, Infantry Combat Battalion. And they served in the European theater during the war. And they had many heroic moments. They rescued a lost battalion. They liberated some of the concentration camps. They suffered the most casualties of any unit of their size for that length of time. So they... while their families were interned here in the United States, while their families were imprisoned, they showed excellence and honored their country. But the lesser known story that I guess is starting to become more well known are the Japanese Americans who served in the Military Intelligence Service. And the Military Intelligence Service was top secret, you know. So they had Japanese Americans who were working in the Pacific theater as interpreters. Mm-hmm. So during the war, if there were documents recovered or prisoners, Japanese prisoners, there was always a group of Military Intelligence Service Japanese Americans available to interpret. So they played a major role in World War II as well. And Honor and Sacrifice is about one of these men. It's about the life of Roy Matsumoto, who was a member of Merle's Marauders. And he, you know, this is a, it's a really wonderful film to introduce that part of the history through this man's story. But the thing that's interesting about this film, and again, it's interesting because we don't usually show so many films that are dealing with U.S.-based stories. We usually show films that are Asia-based stories. Yeah. What's interesting about this film is that in his telling of his story, he had members of his family that were serving in Japan's army. Mm-hmm. And he's... One of the things that is uncovered is that his, I believe it was his grandfather, I don't remember for sure, but I think it was his grandfather, who was a photographer, and he, and they uncovered photographs of Hiroshima before the war, the panorama photos. So that's one interesting thing that comes up. And then these stories about his encountering family members during his service is a particularly moving story. The other film is a film about Sugihara was an ambassador. Well, he was a Japanese ambassador in Lithuania. Mm-hmm. And his story is more well known here in the United States and lesser known in Europe. And this film by Suzanne Concha Emmerich is a European perspective story of Sugihara and the Lithuanian Jews that he saved from the Holocaust by offering them transit papers to Japan to then leave Japan to go to other places in the world to survive. And very few of these refugees went back to Lithuania, but he saved 6,000 people from perishing in the Holocaust. So it's these two films, I think, are interestingly related in that they're both World War II stories, that they're both dealing with populations who were imprisoned and, you know, in Europe, they were imprisoned and killed. I think it will be a nice pairing and will lead to many different discussions. So the film is called He Defied the Tide of Time and is the story of Sugihara.